Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 25, Johannesburg 23, Mbombela 28.
In the traffic, there is rain everywhere at the moment. The highways are a mess. Honestly, if you're south of New Road in Midrand, you're in bad shape at the moment. We'll give you a full update as soon as we can.
In your sports stories this afternoon, a Shields victory will validate the Hollywood Best Sharks comeback, while Cricket South Africa is looking to eliminate certain domestic professional teams in men's cricket. I'll have these and lots more at 4:30.
Die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur, Dean McPherson, het 'n weeklange besoek aan die Midde-Ooste afgesluit, waar hy beleggingsbestellings in Suid-Afrika se infrastruktuursektor wou verseker. Hy het die besoek se rol uitgelig om 100 miljard rand in private sektor belegging te lok. McPherson beoog nou om samesprekings te omskep in tasbare uitslae wat bande sal versterk en infrastruktuurontwikkeling sal bespoedig om ekonomiese groei in werkskeping te bevorder.
Encouragingly, many expressed a willingness to sign memorandums of understanding and visit South Africa in the near future. Of particular interest was the Qatari Department of Public Works offering their skills and knowledge to our department through a formal agreement which we hope to conclude by May 2025.
Landbouontleders verwag 'n gesonde mielieoes danksy uitstekende somerreën na 'n droë seisoen. Die oeskattingskomitee voorspel 'n stygings van 8,26% in kommersiële mielieoeste, met wit mielies wat meer as 22% sal toeneem. 'n Ekonoom, Wandile Shiboglo, het aan SABC nuus gesê, graanproduksie sal 17 miljoen ton oorskry, wat 'n duidelike teken van herstel aandui.
This time around, though, the Crop Estimate Committee has come out with their promising figures where they place their overall grain production at over 17 million tons. That is up double digit from where we were last year. We may see grain prices moderating, and that will be of benefit to the consumer.
Die stad Tshwane sê groot dele van die stad sal sonder krag sit die komende dinsdag weens 'n noodherstelwerk. Die stad se woordvoerder, Lindi Limashigu, sê tussen 11:00 die oggend en 4:00 die middag sal krag afgeskakel word by die Prinses substasie. Hy sê inwoners moet steeds versigtig wees met alle oop drade.
This is to allow the city's technicians to carry out testing and repairing the substations equipment for optimal functioning. The following areas and amenity will be affected: Pretoria CBD, Pretoria Townlands, West Park, Salvokop, as well as Asiatic Bazaar.
In die Verenigde Nasies se kinderorganisasie UNICEF sê miljoene kinders word reeds geraak deur die besluit deur die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump om hulpbefondsing stop te sit vir 90 dae. Die woordvoerder vir UNICEF, James Elder, sê alhoewel hulle nog nie die impak bestudeer het nie, weet hulle reeds dat miljoene kinders in die helfte van die lande waar UNICEF hulp aanbied, geraak word. VN woordvoerder Stefan Gerarik.
Different agencies are currently in touch with the U.S. authorities to try to get some clarification. But obviously this will have an impact on some of the humanitarian development work that we do, given the size of the U.S. contribution to our projects.
Ek is Emil Pinaro, top story this hour. Minister McPherson secures investment interest following Middle East visit.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.